Is there any causation between staying in isolation and eating more? Is this a typical behaviour?
It absolutely is. And you only have to look at all the hysterical memes going around at the moment that are all pointing to eating more, putting on weight. It's one of the funny sides of this whole thing, I think, looking at those funny memes. But it absolutely is very common. And I think a lot of people working from home are suddenly starting to realize that, oh my goodness, the snacking has gone up, the eating has increased. And if we are in this for the months and months that it's predicted, what are we going to look like out the other side?
What's happening in our brains, in our brain chemistry, that's actually triggering us to eat more? I mean, is it just a case of boredom, or is there more to it?
Look, boredom is the absolute obvious one, and that's definitely part of the situation. But there's actually something else going on, which is really interesting. Our parasympathetic nervous system, which is the part of our body that we don't control. It's what regulates our hormones. It's what makes our heart beat while we're asleep and we keep breathing. It is designed to recognize when we're in a state of stress or in a state of relaxation. And when you walk through the door of your home, amazing things happen. Your sense of smell, the similar smells trigger the neurotransmitters to tell you that you're home. The sights that you see trigger those neurotransmitters to tell you that you're in your cozy, safe cocoon. And what happens then is that all those stress hormones calm down and your body goes into a restorative phase, which is where digestion picks up and often appetite does as well. And this is why, I don't know if you've ever noticed that when you come home, sometimes as soon as you walk in the door, you suddenly need to do a number two. That's what is going on there. So that's one part of it. And I can hear the mums and dads out there going, well, hang on, home is not a place of relaxation for me. But your parasympathetic nervous system does say that your kids are a bit less stressful than the saber-toothed tiger. Another thing that's going on is the accessibility, simply being that the fridge and, you know, yesterday's leftovers are just a couple of steps away. So factor in boredom, this neurotransmitter triggering this hunger and then the accessibility, and you have got a minefield of munchies going on.
So are we just going to be at the mercy of our animal brains and sort of hoe through all the pandemic supplies we sort of managed to shore up? Or are there some tips that we can use to stop us overeating, over-snacking while we are socially isolated?
Yeah, look, I've got some really great tips. And, you know, I'm living this right now as well, so I'm living by these tips. I just want to frame all of these tips in a way to say, please do be kind to yourself, though. Please remember that we are in this insane, highly stressful, highly worrying time. So don't put too much pressure on yourself. But at the same time, do recognize that this could go on for months. And what's the alternative? Like, you know, if we let ourselves go completely, and this does go on till, you know, spring 2021, which is something I heard yesterday, then what are we going to be like when we come out the other side? So it really is, while being kind to ourselves, let's remember that. But as far as making it easy on yourself, I've got a couple of great tips. And the first one is intermittent fasting. Now, fast for 12 hours a day. And what I mean by that is, if you stop eating at 9 p.m. at night, make a commitment to yourself that you don't start eating till 9 a.m. the next day. Because what that does is that reduces the window that you eat during the day. And it means that there's less time in between those main meals, which means there'll be less mindless snacking, less blood sugar spikes, less hunger munches. So start breakfast at 9 a.m. and then you go through. Number two, soups and shakes. Any food that is really liquid heavy will take a lot longer to digest. And there's a really fascinating study where they took the two exact same meals, but they blended one into a soup, and the people that had the same meal blended as a soup stayed full for an extra 2 hours. So keeping those really, those soups, porridges, and things like shakes are a really great way to keep yourself fuller for longer. And So that's a really great one as well. And then there's another thing called the lay-by system. And this is something where if you really, really do have the munchies and you're like, I really do want to, you know, have that chocolate or the Tim Tam or whatever, put it on lay-by. Say, do you know what? I'll go and do some exercise, or I'll go and do something else. And if I really feel like it in a couple of hours, I'll have it then. And then my final tip is just to get all that crap out of the house, because if it ain't there, then you're not able to eat it. So get rid of it.
Well, obviously, this is look, we're all going through this one together at the moment, and I've certainly seen this one for myself. I mean, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you you coming on board and helping us out with this one this morning.
No worries. Big isolated hugs to everyone out there, because, yes, we all are in this together, but I know we can at least come out the other side at least to have maintained and not gained. And that's kind of my philosophy through all of this.
Fabulous stuff. Amelia, thanks very much. You do stay safe.
You too. Bye.